to the Mustangs. Jack packed his backpack, while Slim packed his saddlebags. Then Slim and Jack climbed onto Dusty. They rode over to Annie, who was stroking Sunset's neck.
"I told him he's as free as the wind now," said Annie.
"Sounds good," said Slim. "Give me your hand, Smiley."
Slim pulled Annie onto Dusty. She sat in front of Jack. Slim snapped his reins. Dusty started off. The sun was hot as Dusty climbed out of the canyon. When they reached the top, they peered down at the canyon floor. The Mustangs pranced playfully, their coats shining in the hazy light.
"They'll find their way out soon," Slim said, "then cut across the prairie. Yell goodbye to your pal, Smiley."
"Stay with your mother, Sunset," shouted Annie. "Goodbye."
Out of the blue, a voice called, "Bye." Annie gasped.
"Who said that?" she asked. "The ghost?"
"Nope," said Jack. "It's just an echo. It's caused by sound bouncing off the canyon walls."
Slim cupped his hands around his mouth.
"Who am I?" he shouted. "Am I?"
came the distant voice.
"Oh, man," Jack said softly. "That's the answer to Markin's riddle," said Annie.
"Echo," she and Jack said together. Jack looked at Slim.
"You knew the answer last night," he said.
Slim just smiled and snapped his reins.
"Let's go, partners," he said.
Chapter 9. Lonesome Luke. The sun was low in the sky when they reached Rattlesnake Flats.
"Just let us off in front of the hotel," said Annie.